from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, who deserves a wake-up call? 404-726-0929. Let's go to Mr. B in Buckhead. Is this Mr. B from Hazel?
Nah, I'm Buckhead. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Good, man.
All right, I got two things I want to say. First of all, Mike, I've signed my paperwork. I've done everything. I've officially applied to the mock.
Let's go! Let's go play the horn, Dylan! Oh, wham, boy. Wham, wham!
Oh, boy. Mike Murphy, yo!
Second thing.
Welcome aboard.
And my wake-up call. It's to all the Falcons season ticket holders. I know you all got the email yesterday because I got it. Please do not come into that stadium with them white flags. I called in earlier. Waving the white flag is a sign of surrender. We are not surrendering this season.
I love that, man. I love that. It is. It makes for a cool atmosphere, does it not, when they wave, you know, the flags. But I am with you. That's It's like, listen, I was coaching high school ball at a team. We were not very good one year. And the name of that high school starts with an L. So on the side of our helmets was an L. You never want to have an L on your head as a team that's not very good at the time. So it was always a little rough.
Yeah, you just know what you're going to get anyways. You're going to get that L. But they already got a win this year. They're good for that team.
Got to fly the death, no prisoner flag.
Are you okay? Because it's been a long time since we've heard from the nation. I mean, like,
I'm good.
Have we gotten one this week?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've gotten a nation call.
We had
this
Chief
week.
Earlier. We had Anthony from Status Truck and Trailers, a Squid Nation
guy.
Yeah,
but his daughter in the back seat was.
She's a mafia member, though.
Yeah, but I mean.
She dropped a flam, flam, flam as she TT'd.
Yeah, yes. She's young, so she will.
It's a youth movement.
No, what'll happen is she'll grow up and realize that hardworking members of Squid Nation have jobs and responsibility, unlike the mafia. And she'll be like, you know what?
I don't know why that's.
I think I'm a Squid Nation member.
I don't understand. They all call in at the same time.
Well, I think it's very obvious. You know, when everybody's back at work, there's less Squid Nation callers because they are at work with everyone else.
Let's go to Chief in South Fulton.
Oh, how about that?
And Chief, he comes to your rescue. He comes to your rescue.
That's right, Chief. I'm always there for the nation of domination.
That's
you know,
right.
first of all, Mike, you know, he makes a good point. Most of the tribal chiefs members, most of us do work. You guys are mafia members. So,
now
you know,
I got questions, though, now, Chief. You're the one calling in right now. He was just taking shots at people
working in the guard shack.
Yeah, but see, that's, in the hospitality industry, I'm usually off during the week a lot of times. That's why I'm calling, see. I'm working the weekends. But anyway, I got a good conspiracy thing for you guys, you know, but I won't call it conspiracy, because me and the tribal chief like to say we just like to ask questions.
That's right.
I know we all chicken wing guys, right? We like chicken wings, right?
Chicken wings.
And everybody, we know about the chicken wing lady who stole all the chicken wings and got 9 years for the chicken wings. And so I was wondering, what did she do with all those chicken wings, though? Where did they go? Who did she sell them to? Was it Rick Ross? Because Rick Ross was selling thighs at one time. All of a sudden, he had chicken wings again.
Rick Ross, so, the big boss?
Yeah, Rick Ross. You know, he was kind of struck with the wings. So
wait, first of all, are you talking about the lunch lady? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes. Did y'all see this?
Yeah.
9 years.
Dude.
Whoa, man. Over $1 million worth of chicken wings. So who bought the chicken wings from him? Somebody had to get them?
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say it was like it was a food truck, you know, something along those lines. Maybe somebody that was, you know, working at a carnival. It was selling chicken wings out of the back of the deep fryer with the generator running outside. I think that's what probably
worked. Or a gas station, you know?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, man. Look, $1 million, guys. $1 million. Anyway, go Jackets. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you something. If I can steal $1 million worth of something, I don't know if chicken wings would be it.
Well, it's all about access.
Because
if you're a lunch lady, you got access to chicken wings.
With all due respect to the meals that schools provide these days, how good a quality are public lunchroom chicken wings? You know, like, I mean, I guess it'd be good to sell at the gas station.
You know what's funny? I did see on social media a couple weeks ago, and it was like a math problem. And you know, they pop up from time to time, ones that go viral. And the math problem was, if you know, if people in your town eat 1 million chicken wings, how many chickens was it? Like, it was unbelievable, some of the answers you're getting. Some people were like, 2 million chickens. Like this.
Because they think it's just two wings of chicken. I mean,
I don't know how you even work that reverse. It's so bad.
I've never really fully fathomed where chicken wings come from. Other than a chicken, I get that. But you know, how you get a small chicken? Like, that's a small, some of those are small chickens, man. And then some of them look like they got steroids pumped through them.
I'm a big jumbo wing guy. Jumbo wing. I do. What'd you say?
He just gave me that blank fluoride stare.
I do, guys, before we move on from Wake Up Call, I do want to give a quick shout-out to Joey Votto. Announced his retirement yesterday. He's 40 years old, man. Long major league career. I love the way Joey Votto played the game. And he was a guy that recreated his swing time and time again.
Right.
Always struggled through the month of April. And it was so funny. Every year in spring training, Joey Votto would be like, well, this year I took 1 million cuts. And then the next year he'd be like, well, that didn't work. So this year I took like 5 cuts. And then, you know, he could never find the middle ground. But he always found a way to recreate his swing.
It was a recurring joke every year with that whole thing. And he kind of played along with it. I took 1 million swings, like you said.
Dude, he would choke up. He would slide his hands out every year. It seemed like Joey Votto. It was like Cal Ripken swing. Remember Cal Ripken?
Cal Ripken had a different stance almost every bat.
Sometimes he was Craig Counsell. Other times he was Marcelo Zuna. I mean, it was crazy, dude.
It's like my golf swing. I can't believe that Joey Votto is 40 and retired now.
It's unbelievable. What a career that guy had.
Well, the fact Britney Spears is 40 makes me feel old.
Oh, easy, Mike Patrick. Just going to Britney Spears out of nowhere. That makes me feel old too.
Leave Britney alone.
I remember being in high school watching her in her Catholic schoolgirl outfit saying "Hit me, baby, one more time," and I was like, "I'm in."
Those were the golden days.
Let's go to Jeremiah in Dallas. Jeremiah, who's your wake up call for?
It is for Mike Mafia.
Oh.
How dare you sit in the house that Squid built and think that you are bigger and larger than Squid Nation?
Well, tell him, Jeremiah. Tell him.
I heard the slander. I had to call in.
Love it.
Don't worry about this.
In disgust. How dare you?
Thank you.
Is your wake up call?
He's for you. He just said it's for you.
This was a house that Squid Billy built.
I appreciate Jeremiah, proud member of Squid Nation, calling from the Elders' own hometown, Dallas, Georgia, to represent. So sit down, Mikey.
I'm just proud of the fact I don't need a bunch of sycophants to validate me. I am an island unto myself.
We had somebody call in one time. We had
a triple tribe. I think it's like two people.
Yeah, that's
two more than some people have. So, I mean, that's what I mean, you know. So.
Yeah. Dylan's Danes, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Dylan's Danes.
Dylan's District.
We got time for one more dial on. Let's go to Jacob in Watkinsville. Hey, Jacob, who's your wake up call for?
Hey, I just want to announce my membership to Squid Nation.
What did you put
I've been listening for a long time, but maybe not long enough because I don't know the story on how Squid came about. So if you could just tell me that.
All right, Jake. First off, I appreciate we.
I'm a nobody for what I'm doing.
Did you put out an all call on Twitter for these people? What's going on?
Can I tell you something? No, I didn't.
There's something shady going on.
You know
on.
Who put in an all call? Dylan, tell him. You know who put in an all call? You did, Mike. When you wanted to, you wanted to sit here and fire shots at me.
That's fine.
Squid Billy was started by Mike Bell. It came from the Cartoon Network show Squidbillies. It was the North Georgia redneck octopi, and they are funny show. But we were racing at Andretti's one day and at the old station, and we're doing a little charity event. I pulled the helmet off, and I had my hair was a little bit longer than it is now, and it was just everywhere, and it kind of looked like the Squidbilly character. And Mike's like, "Hi, you know," and I talk like this. And so he's like, "You remind me of the Squidbillies thing." So he started calling me Squidbilly, and I hated it. And then I said, "You know what? I'm going to roll this. I'm going to found Squid Nation. Here we go. Now we got T-shirts. You can go to my Twitter account to find out how you get one."
You just remember, this was a house that Squidbilly built.
That's right. And you know what I want to say real quick, Rob,
straw.
Before we get to your tease? I'm very proud of the nation that stood up, and they had my back. They had the fearless elders back this morning.
This picture of this Squidbilly on Google, he's wearing a hat that says Booty Hunter.
Dude, go watch like 20 episodes. Every open at the, or every one, he has a different hat on.
Wine 'em, dine 'em, 69.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.